This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores, in case you missed it, the top 2012 bioethics headlines. And now here's Paige.
I often receive emails with the subject line, ICYMI. It stands for, in case you missed it. Well, here's my ICYMY to you, the top bioethics stories from 2012. Healthcare took center stage in this year's presidential campaign, particularly after the Supreme Court upheld most of the Affordable Care Act in a controversial 5-4 decision at the end of June. Employers filed lawsuits against HHS, claiming that the mandate to provide health insurance coverage for contraception, including some abortifacients, violates religious freedom. For all of the political back and forth on healthcare, genetics took the spotlight for the top bioethics stories. In one widely watched court case, Myriad Genetics successfully defended its patents on genes for breast and ovarian cancer. The U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that Myriad can patent the genes, but cannot patent the methods for analyzing or comparing the DNA sequences. The most prolific topic of 2012 was the promises and pitfalls of genetic testing. Prenatal genetic tests using the mother's blood offer a less intrusive way to identify fetal defects, but easier detection of defects likely will increase the number of fetuses being aborted. Meanwhile, do-it-yourself genetic test kits were promoted to predict your own diseases. Overall, people are confused about how reliable these tests are and what to do with the information. Assisted reproductive technology wriggled its way into genetic stories. In October, scientists announced the successful production of a human embryo from 3 genetic donors, 2 female and 1 male. While the 3-parent embryo may bypass certain genetic diseases, it also raises significant ethical questions of paternity, identity, and genetic manipulation, just to name a few. This just in. Junk DNA isn't junk. The ENCODE project published its results from years of investigating what used to be called junk DNA. The project demonstrated that this non-coding DNA plays an important role in stem cells, cancer, and cell regulation. Media coverage of stem cell breakthroughs was relatively low-key, but the big announcement was the awarding of the Nobel Prize to scientists from Japan and Britain for their discovery of induced pluripotent stem cells. Because no embryos are destroyed, these stem cells are an ethical source for medical research. Finally, the internet buzzed with the story of Feng Jianmei, a young Chinese woman who was kidnapped and forced into a late-term abortion. We now have a face and a name linked with Child's barbaric enforcement of its one-child policy. Those are the highlights, not to mention state ballots on physician-assisted suicide, nanoparticles in food and cosmetics, black market kidneys, the death of a surrogate mother, sex-selective abortion, and thought control of artificial limbs. What a year it was in bioethics! I can't predict the future, but I can safely say that bioethics will be in the news again in 2013, and I'll be there to help you sort it out. I'm Paige Cunningham, and from all of us at the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, Happy New Year!
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.